Let's go. We're live, folks.
Oh, shit. Nah, come on, man. Give the viewers ears of rest,
dude,
bro.
You guys, that's a 10. That cream. That sugar.
The ice cream tester. You said that to me, right? Yeah.
Damn, dude, that lives rent fucking free in my head.
Condensed milk. Sweetener.
That cream.
That sugar.
That sugar. Cover all 10,000 taste buds. That's a 10.
That's a lie, right? Isn't it more than like 10,000?
I don't know how many taste buds there are.
You're the dentist.
That doesn't... Okay. Yeah, that's true. Well, no. What do I have to do with taste buds?
We got a mouth.
How many taste buds do you have?
Don't we have like over a million?
All right. We got two medical specialists and neither of them fucking know.
How many taste... Bertrand. Look that up. Yeah, the average person has about 10,000 buds that replace every 2 weeks or so.
You can see them.
An older person may only have 5,000 working taste buds.
Yeah, they're not bumped. Those bumps are not at taste buds.
What the fuck's a taste bud then?
Well, it's a nerve, right?
What are those bumps again?
You should know.
I'm asking the nerd.
Flavonoids? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got to let this
dental
beat
student.
Ride.
What? Oh shit, that's right, the intro that Matu made. I'm just
hanging with the boys. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
What's better than this? Guys being disruptive. Guys being.
Dudes being guys.
A couple of guys being dudes. Guys being dudes.
Hello. Oh, I might be another. Bless up. Another one.
Another one.
I can't hear myself. Can you guys hear me? Oh, yeah, I can hear me. Sick. Don't fuck up. Don't hit the wrong button.
You don't hit the wrong button.
Yeah, so we're back, folks.
What number am I? You guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I can hear myself for some reason.
Yeah. I hear, yeah, Sugi, say something.
Hello.
All right, cool. Yeah, so we're back.
After a long-ass hiatus, what, it's been like, what, 2-3 months?
Oh, that's me. Oh, we can, yeah.
No, it's up to you.
Well, it's been like, what, 2-3 months?
Don't fucking read it out loud.
No, well, just, I mean, he doesn't listen.
Oh, because it's going
to... You do that. You know that, right? You're that...
Happy birthday,
Fabrice.
Happy birthday.
I don't read out loud.
You don't?
Oh, but yeah, the home...
See?
Not coming. What the fuck am I saying? His birthday is coming up.
It's today.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
We got it on air, boys. We got it on air.
He doesn't
Who's
listen,
really
so.
The good
Dude,
friend
Dude, the
here.
Days are a blur. I don't know what date it is. I just
December
know it's 16. Monday. I just know it's Monday through Friday.
A sweet angel was born. His name was...
Oh, okay. I was going to say Jesus Christ was born.
You're like 9 days early.
No, the true angel was for...
Just call me.
Jesus. Would you consider him an angel, though?
Yes.
We all saw what was in that backpack. That's not what an angel would have. He's got it connected to Bluetooth now.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, we got nice shit now.
Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby.
That was a perfect birthday present for him.
But yeah. We're fucking here. It's been a while. Well, I've been gone for like 3 fucking months, Anthony.
Something
2 months.
Like that.
It's been a minute.
Wow, but, it's been that long.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while. Now, because finals for me and shit coming up, so I've just been had my hands tied with that.
And then Anthony with his
seasonal depression,
whole load of work. No,
get the fuck out of here. Anthony's been traveling. He's been living his best fucking life. He's going to Rochester every
tomorrow,
like month.
Rochester.
Yep, going to Rochester tomorrow.
Went to like two different
by
weddings.
By plane or by train?
Plane. And then I'm going to Nash Vegas in March for a
Wait,
week.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Why?
To see...
Oh, they live in Vegas
now? Oh, we're invited too,
no,
by the way,
Nash
bro.
Vegas. Nashville.
Oh. I thought you said Las Vegas, bro.
I was like, Nash Vegas. I'm like, what kind of fuck?
Nash Vegas. I'm telling you guys.
Because Anthony's got all these, like, nicknames for all these, like, little towns and shit.
I never...
Did you know what I mean?
You never heard Nash Vegas before?
It's actually real. I thought you guys made that shit up.
Made what up?
The Mo.
Oh, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Charm City.
No, nobody calls it that. We literally asked Rich.
Oh, they have it on when you guys went to the Baltimore game.
They're no shit.
They actually that's highlighted fucking real? The M.O.
Damn, did we start that?
Baltimore.
No. There's no way we started it, but I'm trying to get it popular.
I'm trying to get it, like, we're trying to be like Drake, you know, start the six. Like, why do you call it the six? I don't know. Drake said it. And
bro, you think he's canceled?
What did he do?
For the Travis concert?
No, Travis ate that.
Yeah, why the fuck?
Some people are calling him out for, like, because he was at the concert and he didn't do anything.
What the fuck's he going to do?
Exactly.
It's not his show.
And then the next night or something like that, or that night, he went to a strip club without even caring about, like, what happened in that incident.
What do you do?
Not go to a strip club.
Like, holy shit, I'm sitting in traffic, right? And I
what
see,
what do
like,
you mean?
I see, like, this truck driver just fucking plow through six cars in front of me.
Yeah, what do you
then mean? You go to a strip club?
I got plans, man. Like, the fuck? Like, I feel terrible. Like,
I gotta, let's say you're I gotta wash away that trauma somehow, but you're involved guys.
In it. Involved how?
Let's say you caught, like...
I caused it? That, yeah. That I'm not going to the strip club.
He technically was part of it.
Hey, I'm going to jail, but I need one last lap.
But man. In what capacity? Okay, so, like, from just based on the bare minimum information that I know, it's Travis Scott's concert. Travis Scott was performing. Where was Drake? You know what I mean? Was Drake on stage?
No, supposed? But he was backstage.
Oh, okay.
What's he gonna do? He's got like mic'd up all the time. He's like, hey, stop the show!
I'm not
stop
saying
the
he should get you all. I'm not saying he's full at fault, but some people are saying like he should have done something. But again, what can one man do?
Like who the fuck? Like what the fuck do you want them to do?
Especially with that many people.
That was crazy, man. You heard how they died?
Yeah,
you
know what I mean. Like to death.
No,
yeah.
they were suffocating while standing up too. Some of them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Some people. So, yeah.
They
it was
got so
tight.
Close. Yeah, that they couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. The rib cage was like collapsing in. Yeah. Ouch.
What a horrible
that's
way.
The worst
to die.
Way to die. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of scared me, man. I was like, I've never gone to a concert, but do I actually want to go to one now?
That's like World War Z shit.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly.
Yeah,
what I was
remember
like
all the fucking zombies are crawling up crowded. On each other to like get over the dough wall.
Yeah, whoever got there first is fucking dead, and the people that come up to make the tower are still climbing.
You would think, okay, now I'm going to society.
This is old news.
Yeah,
this happened like a month ago, right?
Yeah,
a month or two. Ago.
I remember seeing all the memes.
When was
memes
the last
hilarious.
Time we had the podcast? A month or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
So we're kind of catching up to the times right now.
A little bit.
Don't you feel like we're kind of going backwards?
Oh my god.
Oh, that's a society one?
Yeah.
That's so much louder in the headphones.
It is. It is. Yeah. I'm sorry. Wait, you heard it?
Yeah, I think our headphones are absolutely like cranked up too.
But yeah, what's going on? I thought we would be like getting ahead of the times.
With what?
What do you mean?
I feel like okay,
like
hot
make our
take.
Own news.
What?
What?
Yo, well, hold on. Before I take my hot take, what's with that like vapor thing going on in the garden?
Oh, so since I vape, we make the plants vape too.
Oh, that's smart.
They get them hooked on nicotine.
I heard
studies,
yeah.
Dude. They become dependent on like you
Elon
to
Musk
survive.
Smokes, so he's a smart guy. So I can get it. Why
he
the
smokes
plants
the
do
weed?
It.
Not.
Oh, you give it to them. The
Yo,
plants turn
okay,
into
okay,
weed.
Okay, here it. Okay, this.
What
is
if
just
we?
Hypothetical.
What if we gave weed vapor to weed plants?
That's what I'm saying.
So they
that's
get
exactly
more
what I'm
weed
saying.
In it, bro.
No. But would you consider that cannibalism?
No, they're fucking plants.
No,
who cares?
What do you mean, dude?
Because the plant is ingesting the other plant.
Yeah. But, like, there's no...
Is that predation? Well, it's got to be cannibalism since you're eating your own species.
Who said cannibalism has to be eating meat?
I guess.
Yeah, don't put them in a box, bro.
They're
bro.
Plants, guys. They're plants.
Hey, okay. Are insects...
Plants are living things, are they not?
Yeah. Are insects considered animals?
No. Animals. Sorry. Yes.
What the fuck? Who the fuck said they weren't again?
Me.
He
what the
did.
What's wrong with you?
But then your friend was... Who was he? Was that his name?
Yeah, the other Indian kid?
Yeah. He took all the blame out of me, and he said some stupid shit, too.
He stays saying stupid shit, though.
What?
He stays saying stupid shit.
And he does?
He's yeah, he says a lot major. Of dumb shit sometimes. But that's just like, you know, I look at him like, dude, you're a fucking idiot. But
wasn't he like
on the 18? Other hand, too, I'm like, because he's young. You know what I mean? He just graduated high school. You know,
oh,
like, imagine
shit.
How stupid we fucking
he's
were.
He's only 18?
I think he's like 19, something like that.
Wow. Yeah.
So that explains a lot, folks.
No, he's 20 now. He
oh,
just
yeah, so
turned
still,
he's 20 now.
Up. 20.
Man, I,
so
said,
he's 20.
I said some dumb shit
now.
When I was 20.
Yeah, imagine how stupid we were at six fucking years ago. We're fucking idiots.
Cringe. I don't want to think about it.
Remember when we used to mob in the car and we fucking yell at kids walking down the street?
What's wrong with that? We still do that right
now.
I
mean, we still do that.
Old habits die hard.
I still flip the bird at
our Lake school. Asshole?
Lake Asshole.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I walked by there today and I really thought about it. I'm like, should I give it the bird while walking by?
I don't give it the bird, but like, I'll drive by and like, I went to high school here. It's like, oh, how was it? It was like, fucking
disgusting.
Fuck Lake Brad.
The people suck. I like the staff there was all right.
Or a call out.
Call who?
Favorite teacher.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Miss Stone. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to call out that one class that y'all took together.
She was all right.
She was all right. I mean, she let us get away with a lot of shit. It doesn't make her the coolest teacher.
Yeah. Mm. Who is the government teacher?
Yo. Yeah. She was
the worst.
She was hard.
Afghanistan.
She was a yeah, that was written on her little whiteboard.
Yeah.
Hashtag
who started that?
Dude, that man, I wonder how
he's funny. I sometimes I'll hit him up on Instagram like, yo, what the fuck's up?
Oh my god.
Every once in a while, like, how you been?
And you see some people.
He's good, yeah, he's just working and shit. We should get him on the pod. I feel like he'd be funny
fuck. Yes.
We gotta get some guests going, man. Can you guys hear me? Because I can't hear myself.
That's what I was having to say. I can hear you.
Okay.
Cool. I don't know if I'm hearing through the
That's what I'm saying. I don't think we can hear ourselves. We can hear the other two. And as long as one of us can hear the other,
I think we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
You may need to speak a little bit louder, though, I think.
No, these are good mics. They pick it up. I can also whisper and it would pick it up.
There you go. Do it.
Just call me.
That's a lot better.
Now I can
morning,
hear.
Okay.
Baby.
Before I was hearing a lot more, not from the headphones. Through the outside.
Well, it's just because, like, I'm projecting.
Yeah.
But,
you're a person. Yeah. Just like me.
Oh, my God. So, fucking, I have so much shit to catch you guys up on.
Ooh,
okay.
I'm down.
So,
let's go.
One, Suki, you always ask me how the fuck my siblings are doing.
Oh, that's what I was going to do.
Oh,
yeah.
She's got a boyfriend.
Yeah, it's
fucking. No.
I know. Fucking, she's 14.
She's 14?
Yeah. You know what the fuck her boyfriend's name is?
What does it start with?
Starts with a J. You're never going to get it. I promise
Jake.
You. No.
Is it white, Asian, brown?
Hispanic. You're not.
Hispanic?
You're not going to get it.
Josue.
No. You're not going to get it. I promise.
You're not going
to get it.
Jamal.
No. What the fuck?
Jerome.
No. Just throw in the towel, man. You're not going to get
it. Wait, super Hispanic name? I'll get it, bro.
No. You're not going to get it.
Jacques.
No.
That's French.
Jacques.
Jacques? Like fucking Jack in French? No.
Jacques?
Jacques?
George with a J.
No.
Jorge.
No.
Fuck.
You're not going to get it.
I will.
You're not.
Have I ever met a person with this name?
Maybe.
Joseph.
No.
John.
Oh my God. This is terrible content, Anthony.
Sorry, I'm trying to find a censor button.
I will find out. Hold on. We got... What the fuck was that beef?
We can't censor shit while we're recording. You got to censor it after.
Yeah, what the fuck,
I want like
bro?
A good censor button.
What the fuck
though?
Are you doing over there, bitch?
It sounds like a marker button. Yo, imagine you censor every other word
except for the bad word.
Yo, what the fuck? You must.
Okay.
Sounds like
I. What's the second letter?
All right, I'm going to give you two more guesses.
It's an O?
J O.
Joel.
No.
Joel.
No. Yeah, one more guess. J-O-A.
J-O-A.
Dude, I wish we had video cameras, dude. Your fucking face. Suki aged like 10 years in 2 seconds.
Joe Mama. There you go.
Got him.
His fucking name?
I was going to get close. Oh, wait, that's J-U-A, isn't it?
No, it's J-O-A.
Phoenix.
Like Phoenix?
Is J-O-A?
Yeah, it's J-O-A.
Well, that's
his name. I say it like that.
Wait, how old is he?
Man. Huh?
How old is he?
Fucking no, same age as Chris,
good.
I hope.
Good. Better be.
I mean, so she said that he met the rents already.
Oh.
She met the who? So, yeah, so he met the parents.
Get out of
he
town.
Met, he met my mom and my stepdad already.
And what do they think?
I don't fucking know. I didn't ask.
Did you meet him?
No. She asked, like, do you want to meet my boyfriend?
And what did you say?
And I was like, listen, I don't want to fucking, I don't want to make this dude nervous or scared.
Pull off the bad boys scene.
I think it's better to let her live her life. I'm not going to fucking intimidate some 14-year-old
kid.
So you
can't just want to date my dad. Get all three of us. try to fucking intimidate him.
So you want
to
date my sister?
We'll get him.
We'll make up a story about how Anthony lost his arm in a gang fight with machetes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Don't fuck with him.
Yeah.
You see the last guy who looked at my sister wrong? That's what happened. Him. Stop.
So how long have they been dating?
I don't fucking know. I didn't ask. Nothing. I honestly, you think about I'm kind of like Anthony, where like, you know, you find out and you're like, I don't want to know.
Are you surprised?
More.
What? Oh, you never. Oh, yeah. Those are, oh. Also, screw you guys for that.
Oh, that was so funny.
You gave him the gun, but he pulled it.
Oh, the.
Yeah. So here's the story. So to recap Anthony.
No, you told me, but let's recap the folks.
But basically, it was the first day that Christina met my mom, right?
I got it.
And I told the group chat, I'm like, yo, she's meeting my mom. This is it. Like, this is it. Milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And Suki's like, oh, shit. Keep me updated. I'm like, I will. So fast forward till afterwards. Fucking Christina and I are on the way home.
Our worst podcast.
And yeah. I was like, oh, shit. Should I fuck with someone right now? And Christina's like, do it. Tell Suki a lie about how bad it went. And I was like, well, I told bet. Tell him we're related. Yeah, she's like, tell him that we're related. We found out we're related.
I would not believe that. Deadass, I would not believe that. And I'm a gullible guy, so, but I would not believe
that. So I was
that.
Like, oh, that's kind of a bit much. It's kind of like gross. It makes me feel gross thinking about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I was like, let's switch it up a little bit. I was like, I'm going to tell Suki that it fucking went terribly. Like, Christina and my mom were, like, fucking, like, just being bitches. Like they're just being, like, cold and, like, snappy towards each other. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was venting to Suki the whole time. She's next to me in the car. And the whole time, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck went wrong. I don't know who the fuck woke up on the wrong side of the bed. But, like, it was just bad, bro. I don't know what to do. So he's like, okay, first of all, are you alone? I'm like, yes. And he's like, okay. So here's what you got to do. You got to figure it out. He starts like breaking it all down. He's being a good fucking friend and shit. And I'm over here fucking like on mute, just fucking laughing in the car.
Oh, you asshole. I didn't even know that.
I'm over here like fucking giggling with Christine. I'm like, oh my God, he's falling for it. Bait, line, and sinker, you know? And hook, line, and sinker. And
yeah. You put the bait on.
I know. I started feeling so bad. Suki's like, yeah, I just got out of my finals and shit. I was like, yeah, it's probably not the best time to like play a joke. I'm like, hey, man, yo, I'm just fucking with you. And Suki's like, come on, man. Like, I'm out here stressed and shit. You come in here, like, stressing me out some more. I'm like, my bad.
Dude, it was going to get a lot worse. I was like, all right, let's break it down. Is it this? Is it that? Is it what's
Dude,
going on?
I had so much power in my hands, but I would feel so bad doing that to you. Because you know I like to stretch shit on.
Yeah.
I like
You're
to see
such
how
a
far.
Good, bad liar, if that makes sense.
Like, yeah, I lie about bad shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst shit, and then you always make me believe it.
Yeah, like fucking like a good when we convinced liar. The group chat for like a whole week that your car was fucked up.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. So he felt so bad. He private messaged me. And he's like, bro, my car's not fucked up. Donovan's playing a joke.
Why were we doing that again?
Because it was funny. Why the fuck else do I do anything?
You messaged me, on messaged me separately, and I was like, yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, are you okay? I know you love that car.
It's built for tough. It's not going
It's
anywhere.
Hard for me to believe you now.
Well, yeah. I mean.
It's like, I still take you so seriously.
No, but we
though.
Do have our safe word. I was telling her, I'm like, no, we Suki and I have a safe word. Like, I swear on our friendship.
Okay, what's the safe word?
That I swear on our friendship. Like, this okay. is like real shit. You know okay. what I mean? Because right. we take that seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Boop. We value our relationship yeah. with each other. You know? So that's true. Yeah. That's like our safe word. I'm like, listen, I swear on our friendship. This is like real shit.
I would do that same thing, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But otherwise, until you hear those words, just assume that I'm like, fuck.
Everything you're saying is a
yeah,
lie.
Yeah, exactly. Now you know.
Thanks. You're yeah. fucking with my mindset right now, my psyche.
Yeah.
You okay over there, bro?
Sorry, my friend sent me something he wanted me to read real quick.
Oh, so a new characteristic I've recently learned about myself is I like to stir the pot.
Pot stirrer.
Really?
Yeah, like fairly new. Like, I always knew, like, I like causing trouble. But
a little
now,
instigator.
Like,
I thought you used to say you hated that.
No, no, no. I don't like starting drama. What?
Nothing.
What the fuck was that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
I don't speak ASL, bro. he's over here.
We're not going to talk about my drama. That's
oh, that's fine.
No, say, no, we are not.
No, I'm not. Okay, I mean, okay. saying like we're not going to. I'm not going to bring up your shit, man. Come on, man. Just like, over here like throwing up gang signs and shit. Like, what the fuck? I grew up in the suburbs,
People
man.
Were telling me to bring it up.
We both grew up in the suburbs. I'd be like, what the fuck did they teach you at dental school?
I was doing this. Like, don't talk about it. This is a universal don't talk about nothing about
I don't know
this.
What the fuck you're talking about, though. I thought you said, like, yo, don't talk about your drama. I'm like, the fuck? I talk about whatever I want.
Don't talk about my drama.
I would never put anyone else's drama on blast. That's good. If I did, you'd be anonymous. But we don't do that.
Oh, I clearly remember that one episode where we mentioned that person's name.
The fuck?
We mentioned...
I don't think anyone we're mentioning is going
to
listen.
Yeah, I'll mention it to her.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Listen to episode 70, whatever, minute marker, whatever.
We also got to let... you know about this, too.
About what?
About what?
About this episode.
I don't have to let anyone know about anything.
I'm going to let them know.
Well, if you followed us on Instagram and Facebook... And
or you just listened in general, you would
You would see that we post...
Speaking of that, so...
Okay.
The last wedding I was at... Like, the first question everyone asked me is, like, are you still doing the podcast? And that immediately tells me, like, oh, you don't listen. Because, like...
Oh, yeah, because then...
But to be fair, they... You know, we haven't posted in a few weeks.
Yeah, but, like... When was that wedding? I feel like if you listened to our last episode, or any of the episodes, you would know, like, you know...
We went on a little hiatus.
Yeah, we go on, like, a hiatus every month.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's always a fun one to answer. Like, yeah, we still do it. It's just, you know... Kind of just do it whenever we want.
Yeah. It's not a priority.
And then they're like, oh, so you still do it? And the other people are like, oh, I didn't know you did this. I'm like, yeah, I've been doing this for...
Who are you? Talk of the town.
Yeah.
You're probably the most interesting thing that showed up in that town.
And
like,
probably best looking.
Since you left. In a long time. Yeah, so. I saw that tweet you made. He's like, I'm the best looking motherfucker at this wedding.
I tweeted it twice. I was like, you I'm the best looking person in this lobby.
No, I do have a Twitter. I've had one for years. I never use it.
Yeah. Oh, I love Twitter.
I'll use it for like sweepstakes and shit.
Oh, yeah. So,
like, yo, follow something? And retweet and comment your Cash App, you know, for shit like that, you know, because you never know.
Did you ever win?
No, but you never know.
That's true, yeah.
And it's free. It's better than scratchers.
That is 100% true.
So, if you're a Theta listening, thanks, I guess.
Be a real fan.
Yeah, be a real fan and donate some fucking money.
Speaking about those sweepstakes, I fucking hated that Venmo shit that was going on.
Dude, that's the biggest scam.
Fuck that shit.
The Venmo, David Dobrik saying he's going to give out a Tesla, and then that red swimsuit shit. That was one of the biggest fucking scams
ever. I remember that red swimsuit shit.
What?
What? What was the red swimsuit shit?
It was like on Instagram probably two, three years ago.
Oh, fuck.
It was this brand that never existed. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, like, share this photo, you know, like, share, comment this fucking photo, and you can enter to win, like, the hottest swimsuit of the year. And, you know, a ton of people did it, and then
I remember all the girls being all, like, upset, like, oh, wow, what the fuck? Like, yeah. I was fucked up.
It was the same thing that happened with the Venmo thing. Everybody was sharing that Venmo post where it was like, oh, if you share this on your IG story...
Mm-hmm. I don't remember
Somebody's going to win like $20.
The Tesla shit.
David Dobrik.
David Dobrik did the Tesla. Venmo was doing like, it was a post. Mm-hmm. It was like, share this post and you have a chance to win like, I think $20 or $50.
Oh, so Venmo scammed people. Was it like the Venmo or was it
the
just...
The Venmo, yeah. They did it.
Verified Venmo.
Oh, so there was a winner.
Yeah, but that was just... Call me a Scrooge or whatever it's
but
called.
Like fucking everyone and their mom.
Everybody
was
posting that. Dude, every Instagram story was just that.
Got you.
I'm like, no one's going to fucking win this shit.
Yeah, I mean, one person out of, like, the fucking 10 million.
Yeah,
out of all. Well, imagine if you won and you're not even a Venmo user. You got to fucking set it up.
That is true, yeah.
How funny that would be. You got to contact Venmo.
Yeah, like, what's your at Venmo? Like,
one second.
The only 5 minutes I did was that.
Getting the referral.
The Washington football team one when they were going to play against the Buffalo Bills. They're like, oh, enter what you think the final score is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
And I commented.
I feel like I see that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a,
like, well, that's every game.
Yeah. I just tried that.
That's
one.
An easy way to get
shares
and likes, you know, likes and comments.
True.
What's that stuff called?
Traffic.
Yeah. Traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we were like, we could do that. We're like, comment your favorite part of this podcast.
Well, you could do that on TikTok, can't you?
Yeah, probably.
Make a TikTok for it.
Of our podcast?
Yeah. It could blow up, bro.
I'm not downloading TikTok. That's all you.
I have TikTok, but I'm not going to post our podcast.
Clips.
We're kind of raunchy for TikTok. I feel like TikTok is more for...
Hot girls.
Yeah, like quick...
Art women.
Quick cooking tutorials, small funny skits.
We could do that.
Dancing.
We could do all those.
What if we did The Renegade?
Yeah. We could do that.
No, we're
small
not.
Small waist, pretty face with the big.
Oh, my. Oh, you could do that.
First, let me hop. out the motherfucking Porsche.
You got to bounce or you're a little dumpy, Anthony.
I'm insecure about my ass.
Show off his calves, too. Make sure he's in the same
calf
frame.
Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No thanks.
So this year is coming to an end now.
Thank Christ.
All right. This year has been shit.
Well, I don't know. I had some hype. I had some
Speak
highs.
Speak for yourself.
What happened to you?
Back in school, bitch. Self-investment and all that. Yeah, yeah. Trying to be better as a person.
I got engaged.
So got a girlfriend.
Upwards. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was not. Shut the fuck up about this year.
Said, you didn't hear me say. I had some good.
Hold on. Hold on. Don't say. What do you think his high was? What was the best thing that happened to him in 2021? Let's see if he's a good friend.
Getting engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You got it.
What the fuck? Damn it.
You want to talk about instigators?
Can't test me, motherfucker. I'm like the friend. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Tell me why this was the worst year for me.
Tell me why. Ain't Let's see nothing if he knows.
You want to start off with like your personal drama with your
No. It's not that. Shut up.
You hurt your leg again.
There we go. Yes. Yeah.
And all the
I listen. Don't That's call. True. Don't try to test our friendship with that shit. Yeah. Trivial.
I was bragging so much about not breaking anything, never being on anything. And this year,
karma's like, gotcha, bitch.
Pretty much two separate occasions.
Man.
March, fell down the stairs and busted my tailbone.
Yep.
And then.
And then recently,
and then July.
Stepped
end of July,
in the wrong hole.
I stepped in the wrong hole and twisted my ankle and tore up the ligaments on that shit.
Sucks. But I'm glad. Yeah, look at you now. You're standing.
Yeah, I'm standing, dude.
Look at me
standing
now.
Standing tall, still six
Let's
foot.
Go.
I'm
Let's
getting
go.
Paper.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, that's a good one.
There is something good for, like, short people.
What, short kings?
The fuck? No, I just recently watched a video.
Platform boots are back in season.
No, oh, like, is it the surgery?
What the fuck? Oh, yeah.
The height extension surgery?
I feel like that's been around, though.
That's been around for
But it just started getting popular.
That's true. And the science is a lot better now.
Well, hopefully. I would hope.
Well, yeah, because, like, 2 years ago, they used to just fucking break your bones.
Is that not how they do it?
I think they can do
it. They put like
without,
a screw or like wedges or something in, right?
They put a rod.
Oh, okay.
I think they.
Like segments.
Yeah, I think now they can do it without breaking your bones.
Because I think they do it like a micromillimeter at a time.
I don't know, man. I
looked something in. Like that. I think so.
It's like a long and like shitty process.
But the problem
for like
is,
a couple inches, you're not going to be 6 foot.
I think there's still going to be health complications that are going to come down to the line.
Well,
and there's also
your body
user
wasn't
error
built
too.
That way.
Yeah,
but imagine that's got to throw off your equilibrium by like, I imagine there's a lot of PT involved.
Think
about it.
But it's like slowly over time. It's not like a sun, you know, it's not like
you wake
you're like
up
5'6", and next thing you know, you're like 5'10".
Yeah.
The next day.
But like, you have long legs and your arms aren't proportionate to your legs.
That's true. Yeah. How are you going to do that?
And your torso too. Like,
yeah, you're just going to be long leggy.
Yeah.
Moral of the story. Be accepting of your body.
Never.
The way it is.
Never. Never. Never.
Are you going to debate that?
I mean, to a certain extent, you know, like, dude, if you're not happy with your body, do whatever the fuck you want. You know, do what makes you happy.
That is true, but you do not want to harm your body in the way.
Following that up is, you know, all things in moderation.
Exactly.
You know
if
what I mean?
You're going to do something that's going to hurt
If you're a girl with, like, an A cup, but you want, like, triple Ds, you're like, okay, let's reel it in for a second. You know what I mean? It might not be...
Look like
good
Snooki,
for your body,
man.
You know what I mean? But who am I to tell people what the fuck to do?
That's true, yeah.
You know what I mean? As long as, you know, you're safe and you're responsible with yourself, you got the money for it.
That's true.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Who are we to tell people what to do?
You heard about that one famous cosmetic surgeon?
Yeah, you hear about this one famous guy who did this one thing?
He was famous off of TikTok. And then
the Asian guy?
Dr.
Don't say Dr. Oz.
No. No, there's a... There was a Dr. Miami, I think that's his name.
I think so. No. There's two
doctors. That's the only plastic surgeon I know is like Dr. Miami.
There was an old white guy, and then there's one like that looked Middle Eastern.
Oh, it was like the Asian guy, too.
I think Dr. Miami is a young, hot
Oh, doctor. The Asian that looks like the guy from Squid Games?
Kind of. He looks
Reel
like
that
a,
back, chief.
He looks like Daniel Day-in or whatever. He looked like the, fuck. Do you remember Always Be My Maybe?
Yo, that movie rocked.
Do you remember
her bad boyfriend?
Yeah, her
dude,
fiance.
He had a tracksuit.
Yeah,
that was
that
awesome.
Guy. So he
His
looks kind of like him.
Sick.
But like he looks shorter for some reason on TikTok.
Just
but I don't know anything about him. I just know those two.
Yeah.
The Middle Eastern guy is banned. Like, they completely banned
him. Oh, they, like, the, they, like,
took they revoked his license?
Yeah. Pretty much. Like, mm-hmm. you're
no more BBLs
there
for you.
There was a lot of nightmare, like, surgery, post-surgery stories that
oh,
were going on.
Oh, shit. Bro.
And you can see it. It's on TikTok. Oh, I think maybe TikTok removed it, but you can see it on, like, Instagram. All the
BBL's
stuff
gone wrong.
Like, all the mistakes he kind of did. And then people afterwards was like, look what's going on with, like, my face. Look what's going on.
Like, yeah, why is my shit, like, lopsided?
Yeah, what's going on with this infection?
Why
I'm
is
having?
My one ass bigger than the other?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it always comes down to, like, not all doctors are, like, 10 out of 10s.
Oh, for sure. I mean, anybody I ask that's in, like, the medical profession, you know, like, especially, like, so I got some people that work at, like, call centers and stuff. They're in charge of, like, making appointments, setting them up with, you know, the liaison between the patient and the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Some might say a receptionist.
It's something like that, but not really.
Yeah,
but
I don't think they like being called that. Yeah. It's the same at the restaurant. You don't like them calling them customers. They're guests.
Sorry, an administrative assistant.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, you work behind.
At a restaurant.
Well, didn't you work behind the counter?
Both.
You did?
Back of house, front of house.
You've been to Union Market.
Yes, I
That's
have.
That's kind of yeah. both.
Would you
it's all it? Just one house. There's no front of house or back of house.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
It's just a
Some
stall.
People don't like being called customers. They like being called guests.
Well, now you're being picky and choosy. And,
exactly.
You know, your
political
you're,
correctness.
What's the word?
Bougie.
No.
Self-entitled.
Fuck. Along those lines, your privilege is showing.
Privilege, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, like, your entitlement, that's the other one. Like, go. I'm not yep. entitled to call you shit, bro. You're a fucking customer.
Yeah.
You know, paying, I've never had anybody be mad at me. Like, hey, you know, it's like, this customer is like, I'm not a customer.
Oh, you haven't?
No, well, I've never had that. Anybody do that. I mean, all my customers are cool as fuck. I keep it real with my customers.
Except, you for, know, that, when I, except huh? for that one.
I don't remember which one you're talking about.
The lady.
The one at Roots?
Was that Roots? No, it wasn't at Roots.
The one story I remember all the time is this lady asking me, he's like, hey, do you guys serve this? And I'm like, oh, did we add that to the menu? And then she's like, no. I'm like, oh, I guess we don't serve it then.
Oh, what?
I had Why? This.
You remember when I told you about that one lady who.
I had this
Joy
one customer
installed,
come up to
like.
Me.
Oh, the stupid fucking the sweater lady.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Who's.
She had a little tear on her cashmere sweater.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote. She claimed it was cashmere, and she wanted like $80 for it.
No, dude. What? She wanted more than that. She wanted like $100, $200 for
cash
it.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not kidding, bro.
Oh, my God. Where the fuck was I?
You weren't there. Her literally, it was like, because she was leaning so much on the table, mm-hmm. it kind of caught on. And so when she came out, it was a small, tiny hole. And she's like, your thing made a hole on mine.
Was she Asian?
No, white.
What?
Yeah, she's like,
dang, I would have expected that from like an Asian lady.
I'm like, oh, sorry about that. She's like, I don't know what she said. She's like, I needed like the manager's number or something like that. And that's when I called Joey. I'm like, yo, Joey, this is what's going on. Mm-hmm. He was like, all right, ask her how much this sweater is. And I was like, how much is the sweater? She's like, she either said somewhere between $100 or $200.
Yeah, it's cashmere. It's fucking
expensive.
It
was, bro. It did not look anything that fucking
yeah, cashmere doesn't look fancy. It's
she
the feel, bro.
I bet
I would have been like, all right, listen, I'll buy you a new sweater, but look, I get to keep the one you're wearing.
Let me
what
feel.
I don't want to wear that.
Let me feel. You got to ask, like, let me feel the fab. Let me see if this is real cash.
I can't go feel up a customer.
You're not going to go like, you know, you ask if you can feel the sweater.
She's already in the bad
mood. Well, that's so awkward, though. What the fuck? Like, let me feel your fucking tuxedo that I spilled water
are
on.
Are you going to back down from some lady who's like berating you,
bro,
be like,
I'm
let me feel your sweater. Let me see if that's real cashmere.
I mean,
Joey just said, okay, ask her how much it is. Like, how much is it? She's like, 100, 200. I'm like, it's 100, 200. He's like, fine, just give her that amount on the
that's insane
on the cash register. And in my head, I'm like, are you kidding me?
I mean,
she's
that's
totally finessing us, bro. I know it's not that
oh,
much.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, like,
she made up that price in her head. She's like, oh, I can get money. Because you gave her the power by saying, how much is your sweater?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
She can pick whatever number she wants, and you have to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Who cares?
What would you done? What would you done, Anthony?
Tell her to fuck off.
Yeah, probably would have told her to fuck off.
Be like, oh, sorry about that, right?
So young me, I would have been like, oh my God, the customer. But nowadays, I'm like, no, what the fuck? Like, if you rip your seat on a fucking metro bus, you're going to fucking sue the city for your fucking $300 sweater? No, you take that shit and leave.
Yeah.
Just because now you have someone access to someone doesn't mean you're going to get what you fucking want.
Yep.
You know, you ask for a return on something if you're past 30 days.
Exactly. I would not have been
like, oh, I like return, even though I washed this.
We could have just gave her the manager's
name. I've been like, this is like the light on your stall. I'm like, well, nobody told you to lean in that fucking close. The fuck?
Yeah, exactly. And she's the only one who's ever had that incident. No one else ever had that incident.
You know, it's like if you put your Louis Vuitton bag on a puddle on the floor, whose fault is it?
You're pissing well, you at see the urinal. Puddle. And the some thing other is, guy's you see pissed, the puddle. It's on your here's shoe. Like, you fight him.
Who mm-hmm. would have known that would have caught on? Like, it would have catched.
Like nowadays, I would be like, I'm so sorry that happened. There's nothing I can do. You know what I mean?
Here's the manager
that's
number.
Crazy. Yo, next customer.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, shoot.
Nah, literally. Like, what the fuck else? You know, what else can you
do? What's the deal with bitchy customers?
Bro, since I've seen that Seinfeld clip. Not the one you sent me.
Oh, the one where Kramer.
The one where it's like the anti-dentite thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where my
What professor, do you mean, those people, Jerry? I can't do a good Kramer, but.
All of a sudden, I watched that.
Kramer.
Now my YouTube's all littered by Seinfeld.
Fucked up the algorithm.
It is bad.
The algorithm.
Dude,
I'm so tempted to watch it, bro.
You watch one video, and next thing you know, you're watching everything.
Seinfeld, that guy, Jerry Seinfeld, is a horrible actor, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's laughing at everything.
Okay.
It's like George and Kramer are really
the
good.
The curse of being so funny.
I'm so funny, I'm laughing at my own joke. Larry David writes the material. Dude, Seinfeld's he's one tweet away from getting canceled, man.
I think so, yeah. Kramer already got canceled
because
of that clip that you sent me. Yeah.
I'm not hip.
Well, so basically, a long time ago, Seinfeld was dating like 17-year-olds.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember this. Yep.
And like everyone just kind of, it's kind of like a Woody Allen thing. Everyone's just kind of like turning a blind eye to it.
It's weird, like, but you're famous, so.
Yeah. And you had a show that we all love. But like, I'm telling you, man, he's going to say like one thing. Like he'll say one thing the public doesn't agree about.
And yeah, like, I like, saw the girls at Justice, like, they're looking pretty good, or, like, you know, PacSun or something.
Yeah, or, you know, he's going to say something about, like, AOC, and they're going to be like, what you say, Jerry? Weren't you dating 17-year-olds? Oh, that's right.
And then it'll come back right up.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be, like, one of those things that doesn't age well type of,
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, mark my words, Seinfeld's getting canceled sooner or later.
Isn't it already ended, so it's not going to get canceled?
Well, I mean.
No, not the show, the person. The individual.
Yeah.
Like, Travis Scott's canceled because of that.
Yeah.
It's lit.
Man is just
ooh, at the night show.
Dug his own grave. And well-deserved because...
Oh, my God. So
man was doing the robot when he's seeing somebody getting carried away to the ambulance.
Can you imagine?
You saw that, right? He's just started doing the robot up on the top of the stage.
With future medicine, you'll be fixed like this. That's fucked up. too soon?
I don't know if it was soon or not. It just was fucked up.
Don't laugh then. But
you laugh, you're going to hell.
But no, so speaking of, so we actually had a presentation today, and we had to do a presentation on like your top five favorite artists and stuff. And
like, what are yours?
Oh, everyone got their phone? Speaking of top five, let's just do your fucking Spotify
rap.
Or
should we just do that at the end of the year?
Wait, are we going to record again?
Yeah, that's kind of we're already here. Let's just.
All right, fuck it.
All right, let's do that.
Are we doing songs or artists?
Just artistes.
Artists.
Just artists?
Because, dude, all my songs are Steely Dan songs.
Do you guys still have yours saved from last year?
No.
You don't?
Wait, how do I access this? End of the year wrap up. What do you type up? Wrap up. There we go. 2021 wrap. 2012.
2021 wrapped, yeah.
Dude, mine, it just shocked me.
Well, are we just hitting that top banner?
Yeah, but then you gotta like scroll through all the bullshit. It's like
like Snapchat.
I just took a picture. Oh, I want to know your guys' audio aura. All right.
Oh, mine's like super lame.
Yo, turn down your music.
We're gonna get sued, bro. We're gonna get sued, bro. Actually, I don't care. How many minutes do you guys listen to music? It's the third. It's the third story.
Who's got the most listened to? I'm gonna say Suki's got the most listened to.
I don't think
the most minutes listened.
Yeah. It's gonna be him. I'm gonna call it out. It's gonna be him. Number one.
Well, it's not me.
Suki.
And I'm gonna be second.
All right. How many I have?
How do you go? How many you have?
51,243 minutes listened.
What about you?
25,000.
Oh shit! So I got 29,870.
Oh, I'm the lowest. Dang. I went down. I was 30,000 last year. 31,000.
Bro, there's people who have like 100,000
listeners. But that 51,000?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I listen to music like 8 hours.
What was the percentage for you?
More than 93.
I got 82%.
Of what?
Of listeners. I listen so, more. I listen more than 82% of listeners.
Oh, mine's like 70-something.
Yeah, so I'm like the top.
You guys are like middle of the bell curve.
Yeah.
I'm like top 18%, something like that.
What's right? your top genre?
Yeah, top 18%.
Oh, top genre?
Yeah. Yours is going to be.
It's going to be. It's not what. I mean, you can take a guess.
I don't know what.
Oh, genre. Here's my musical aura. It's oh, yeah. the.
What is it?
2, 4.
Your audio aura?
5. Audio aura, yeah. yeah. It's bold and confused.
I'm still. It's still doing the unwrapping interdimensional.
If you just hit the share button at the bottom, it skips all that bullshit and just shows you.
But it won't show you the audio aura. I did?
Oh, yeah, shoot. You can share it.
All right, my audio aura is also bold
and
motivation.
Oh, okay.
I could see that.
I've got hype and chill.
I could definitely see that.
What a juxtaposition.
Yeah, right? It's like yeah, polar opposite. Hot and cold.
Hot, cold. Sweet and sour.
Yeah, yours is.
All right, what are your guys' top genres?
Is this the next one?
Yeah, I think.
You just share it and then you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it just skips all that bullshit.
Got you. Okay. I got it.
I'll go first. Right, my top genre is bass trap.
Okay. Much, yeah. Just all that dubstep.
Yeah. Can't get enough of it.
Mine's classic rock.
That's what I was going to say. I thought this was classic rock.
I've got pop rap.
I can see that. Do you know what yours was from last year? Save the picture.
What?
On your phone.
No, I don't give a fuck about any of this. I'm not
doing
that. let's see.
I'm not doing that.
What you got? Do you guys listen to podcasts?
No.
Okay, then we just skip that one.
Just ours, and I barely listen to that.
Yeah.
Who's your guys' top artist, and how many minutes streamed?
Not the next one.
It's like the.
I'll just keep going until I see a
it's
share.
It's like the fourth, the last one.
I'll keep going until I see a share.
So I have mine pulled up. Okay. While you guys. My top artiste is Steely Dan. Minute streamed 5,336 minutes, which I did the math. That's like roughly 3 or 4 days.
Jesus Christ.
And my most played song is Deacon Blues.
Okay.
So which I've was got, last year's.
I've got well. Mine.
All right.
You got the same song twice in a row?
Yeah.
Which section is it on?
It's like your fourth to last one.
Keep going. So I've got, mine is Post Malone. Minutes streamed, 1,625 minutes. Mm-hmm. And most played song is 1,000 Bad Times.
By Malone.
Yeah.
Posty. And then your third to last one's your top artistes.
What's Suki's?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea. I'm trying to look for mine.
It's like the fourth to last.
Yeah, that's the one hit share.
There you go. Okay. Mine and top artist is K Loud, and Mint streamed is 549.
Which K-pop star is that?
It's none. It's just a white guy. I think he's lame. White. He was wearing like a Daft Punk helmet.
Oh, what the fuck that's cool. Is he actually? Like Sick Kick?
What? Yes. Yeah, kind of like that.
Another
guy
like that. So here's my top 5 artists.
Here we go. This is what the folks want.
I got Post Malone.
Okay.
Drake. Year of the Ox. Shout out Year of the Ox. Love them. Saw them live at the that food festival I went to.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole.
Wow, those Thumb are really the popular ones.
Thumb in that bit.
Mine's
That's
gonna
Baby
be
Keem, but.
K Loud. And then Saint from last year's number 2, and this year's again number 2. E.G. Zod. And then 3 is Memba. 4 is Glass Animals, and then 5 is S.G. Lewis.
Bro, I don't even know who the hell those people are.
Yeah, they're really just nobody.
I guess we're like basic bitches, Anthony.
Yeah, and Sugi's like,
I thought you guys would know S.G. Lewis.
No.
Who the fuck?
He's like, he makes, Excuse I'll me. Play some music over
there. I have the boomer cringe list. Steely Dan's number 1, number 2 is the Eagles.
Oh my God.
I think that's the same
number
one
Number 3,
last year.
Yeah, Eagles, Steely Dan as a... Hank Williams Jr. is number 3. Rage Against the Machine, and then to round
That's
it
a
off,
good one.
Beastie Boys.
No Limp Bizkit. Dang, dude,
no,
no Limp Bizkit.
I'm hoping for next year. That'd be funny.
Next year, I'm gonna be blasting.
I did it all for the Nookie. What? Come on, the Nookie. What? What? So you can stick it up your yeah, stick it up your yeah.
Oh, so what was your top song? So if you go to the last one,
yeah.
So, here, yeah. I'm going to go, so you already know my top artist, Post Malone, Drake, Year of the Ox, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole.
Yep.
Minutes played, 29,870. Top genre, pop rap. Top
songs. Now give us the top songs, BB.
Is number one is Watch Your Mouth.
What the fuck was
that? Cheap at, oh, it was me. I'm snapping my gum.
I think number two is The Way Life Goes.
Brand new whip.
Number three is Come and Go. Number four is 1,000 Bad Times. And number five is Element.
Okay. I don't know any of those songs.
My turn?
Yep.
Mine's going to be Take. Then it's going to be Watch Me Go. Then it's going to be The End. Bounce Back.
It doesn't even matter.
And then there's Hollywood's Bleeding. Not the Post Malone one. It's an EDM one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
The remix. So,
yeah.
I can't imagine Suki being a dentist and like, hey, you ready to have some fun at the dentist? Why do you play your music so loud? It drowns out the sounds of your screams. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're bleeding because you don't floss.
You should floss twice a day.
Why do you need laughing gas? Yeah, just put them in through that fucking horrible nightmare.
So four out of the five of mine are Steely Dan songs.
Wow.
Number one is Deacon Blues.
Has it been one day you haven't listened to a Steely Dan song?
No. I listened to like two today.
A real fan.
Dude, that's his anthem right there. He wakes up.
Bro, I was like top 0.05% of listeners of Steely
Dan. Fuck, there's still 0.04.
Dude, whatever gets the serotonin pumping. Yeah. You know?
Bro, that's true.
Number two, My Rival by Steely Dan. Number three, Babylon Sisters by Steely Dan.
Oh my God.
Then we're going to switch it up. Number four, You Never Call Me By My Name by, that's a country song. Who's that by? Fuck, I can't remember. And the number five, Gaucho by Steely Dan.
All right, we're going to remember that.
Edgar Allan.
Next year, Edgar Allan Poe. We shall see.
David Allan Coe. David Allan Coe does. Minutes.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. I listen to Spotify on my way to work. That's way to work and back home. That's like 2 hours. 6 to 8 hours at work. You know, that's like 10 hours. That's 10 hours of
that's
music
true.
A day.
Yeah. For us in school, they said you cannot listen to music while we're in class. Like when we're like practicing on the mannequins, because they're like, we want you to simulate
right.
in a real clinical settings. But I understand that, but if there's like nothing much going on, we're just practicing, it's all right to listen to some music, but nah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's there's this David Goggins clip where he's like, you're working out in the gym to music. Like, why are you doing that? If shit hits the fan and there's no music, are you still going to be in the right mental state to, like, you know, get it done?
You just play it in your head.
What, the song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait for the beat to drop and then you fucking go all out.
I'm just saying. It's like,
it makes sense.
But just conditioning your brain.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as, like, why would you want to take pre-workout before you go hit the gym?
I need to get into pre-workout.
What?
Said I need to get into pre-workout.
Oh, I took creatine. Myself out. I'm not taking no pre-workout.
I can't do pre-workout. I get jittery and I get ants.
I took
ant skin.
Yeah, ants. Yeah, like C4 made me itchy.
Yeah, it makes me itchy.
It's too much caffeine. There's too much that shit in there.
Like super caffeine. Jittery.
That's why I stopped taking protein powder and I stopped taking pre-workout.
How you need the fucking gains, bro?
Fuck that, dude. I just want to this.
Look at this dude, organic.
It's not organic. I just feel like if there's just other
I only eat the most pure of chickens.
Yeah, right, pretty
what
much.
What time are we at? So we can get some fucking gaming going.
I can kick your asses and
all right.
Oh, yeah. 48 minutes. Okay, let's finish it up.
It's time to wrap it up. But
Dude of the Week. Sorry, what were we gonna say?
I have not been paying attention, man.
Yeah.
To the Dude of the Week?
I never thought about it.
Is Santa Claus.
Okay.
Dude, Santa Claus, man. Bro, you seen that video? That kid asking Alexa?
Yes. Fly? Can reindeer fly?
And then Alexa she's like, no.
Yeah, she's like, no. But, like, it shows, it's a camera, like, inside the house. Mm-hmm. So you see the dad, like, sitting down on a recliner, and the Alexa's in the kitchen. So you can see the dad in view, and then the little kid's like, Alexa, can reindeer fly? And you see the dad's, like, neck just snap back, like, as meaty as his kid asked. You know, Alexa says no, and this kid starts melting down.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Yeah. What is it like melt? Yeah, he kind of like melts down.
But he has like an existential crisis.
Pretty much. And then the dad's like, no, Alexa's an idiot. It doesn't know what it's talking about. It's so funny.
No, that's a good. That's a good dad, man. He's trying to preserve his his son's innocence.
Bro, I'm gonna tell my kids straight up, age two, Santa Claus is not real. I'm doing it.
Honestly, if you want to cop out and tell Santa Claus, like tell your kids there's no Santa Claus, you'd be like, COVID killed him.
Oh,
yeah, I remember that shit.
Sorry,
I remember somebody made a meme about that.
Or like Jeff Bezos bought him out. You know,
yeah, Jeff Bezos is the new Santa Claus. By the way, yeah, that's why we get these Amazon.
Bro, as much as literally though, like, where's the Amazon fucking
bro? As much as I hate Amazon, like that came in clutch for Christmas this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
dude, that company is just going to continue going up.
It's
going
to own everything. It's going to own the NFL. It's going to own
the United States of America.
They would Bezos would lose too much power.
Is the new China.
He's going to buy.
I mean, he's got
the
net worth of a small country. So,
yeah. Is any scandal going to stop this man? No, I don't think so.
Probably not. Well,
he's got enough money to throw at it.
Genocide or something like that. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway.
Anyways,
he's gonna have his Amazon drones kill people.
Oh God! It's like that Spider-Man movie thing we watched the.
Far From Home.
Yeah.
We're going to go see the new one.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're going on Monday.
Monday.
Yeah. Let's go. We're going.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go. I'm hyped up, bro.
Oh, okay.
Movie tickets are still expensive.
I thought you were saying, like, yo, let's go. I'm let's go. Bro, right now, you were planning it with us.
Let's go right now.
Yeah. Let's break in.
Oh, can't go
bro, right I got to stay away from, like, the internet for these next
I know. I'm about to, like, mute, like, Spider-Man, like, all these fucking words on Twitter.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I want. Can you do that on Netflix? No, man.
Netflix?
On Instagram and stuff like that? Or no?
I don't know about that, but I know Twitter for
sure. I need
to
do that. I need to stop it on everything else.
Just scroll past. You see Spider-Man? Just go.
Close your eyes. No. Watch out for the meme that's like, check out these spoilers. And shows like three car ones. And then in the bottom right panel, it will just say like, oh, Uncle Ben's fucking dead.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That happened. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Already, someone came out with like a Spider-Man spoiler. Like, oh my God, look at this leaked picture of Spider-Man. And it just shows him with a big
ass. I seen someone's like, I'm going to the gym, pick not related. And it's just a picture of Spider-Man with this huge dumper.
On that note,
maybe Spider-Man's my dude of the week.
Yeah, dude. So. Spider-Man.
Only.
Tom Holland dating Zendaya?
Short Kings. King. Yeah. Kings stay Kings.
Why are you guys looking at me?
Because you're tall.
Not anymore.
Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
All right. NFL quarterbacks. Short guys are better.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't believe in Kyler Murray, even though he's a winner.
You are an Arizona Cardinals fan.
I know, but I...
pull this trigger. Bye, guys.
Wait, all right. Hold up. I got to play this outro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sorry, next time we'll do Dude of the Week. Thanks for having me, guys. Love you.
Classic, man. Love this song.
That's us for the bad boys.
I remember when I see people getting pulled over, if I have the chance to, I'll start playing this. I shit you not. No.
There we go.
Yep. This part right here. I'll fast forward to this part and I'll blast it.
All right, folks. It's been fun. It's been a little short one. Tell your fucking friends.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. We don't record again. Bye.
See you next year.
Bye, we love you.